The Legislative Council's case against Medicaid expansion hangs on the interpretation of the word required in Alaska statute. That's a point all parties agreed on during oral arguments this morning in an Anchorage courtroom. The council is suing over Governor Bill Walker's decision to expand Medicaid without permission from the legislature. Alaska law says legislative approval is necessary to add an optional group to the Medicaid program. Federal statute still lists the expansion population in the required category, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled states can choose whether to expand the program. Attorney Erin Murphy flew in from Washington, D.C. to present the Legislative Council's case. She told Judge Frank Fifner that given the Supreme Court's decision, the intent of federal law is obvious.
We think the answer is quite clear that federal law doesn't require this. And I think it's very hard to come up with any explanation for why the legislature would have intended required to mean anything other than what federal law actually requires.
The state takes a more narrow view of the law. Dario Borgeson argued the case for the Department of Law. He told Judge Fifner, Alaska statute tracks the text of the Social Security Act, where the expansion population is listed as required. After the hearing, he said the legislature could change the state statute.
The legislature, when it enacted the statute 40 years ago, clearly wasn't thinking about the situation today. And our view is that the legislature simply wanted the HESS, Department of Health and Social Services, to straightforwardly apply, you know, what the instructions of the Social Security Act are.
Judge Fifner asked both attorneys to address whether the issue of Medicaid expansion would be better handled by the legislature rather than the court system. Given scarce judicial resources, he wondered if he should slow roll his decision until after the legislative session wraps up this spring.
Giving the legislature an opportunity to stand up and be counted so that the voters will know whether they support or don't support Medicaid expansion.
Judge Fifner said he would issue a lengthy decision by the end of March at the earliest. He said his decision was likely only a speed bump on the way to the state Supreme Court. About 8,000 low-income Alaskans have enrolled in Medicaid expansion. A new report from a consultant hired by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee calls expansion a highly attractive policy change financially for the state.